By what authority? Authority. At the heart of the word authority is the word author. So who is the author? And this is an important question in our day, because many people would say, there is no author. You're your own author. You just make your own story in whatever way that you want to. It's yours to create. It's yours to devise. It's yours to live out. And there is no overarching principle that governs our lives. This is not the teaching of the Roman Catholic Church. The Church teaches that, first of all, we have to see authority being embedded in what is called natural law. That is, God has so ordered the world, and particularly human beings, in such a way that there is a natural order, a natural law by which we live our lives. This is most particularly expressed in the natural law of the family, that a man and a woman coming together in love conceive and have children. And as the parents of these children, they are given the fundamental responsibility and right to raise those children without the interference of the state. This is a fundamental Catholic teaching. The Catholic Church also understands that the state exists in order to help assist the flourishing of the natural law. So all legislation is to be in the service of the community and of the people so that individuals can flourish in accordance with natural law. Now, when this gets twisted, when the state deems that there is no author, there is no authority, then we see types of legislation come into being that are actually in contradiction to the natural law. Abortion, gender ideology, mate, legislations that governments put forward that are in exact contradiction to the teaching of the natural law and the author himself, God. And yet, these challenges that we face in our day are nothing new. They have always existed in one expression or another. Take, for instance, today's Ugandan story. Charles Lwanga and 21 other men who were all in their 20s are willing to challenge a despot by the name of King Mwanga, who was a pedophile. He was one who used his authority in an authoritarian way. And when he was challenged by these 22 men, do you know what he did? He said, I'm going to kill them because I'm going to eradicate Christianity. That was on June the 3rd, 1886. By 1890, it's believed that there were 10,000 Catholics in Uganda. Why? Because these men of courage understood that not only is there natural law, there is divine law. And it doesn't matter who the king is or who the prime minister is, whoever is in power with what they might deem as to be the rightly legislated authority. If those laws contradict the natural law, if those laws contradict the divine law, then we have to witness by our life and perhaps even by our death to what really matters. It is beautiful to be part of a church that has martyrs. Why? Because the martyrs inspire us to live lives of commitment, to live lives of devotion, to live lives of clarity with true meaning and purpose. How striking it is that our Lord Jesus Christ, when questioned about his authority by the people who had all of the governing authority, the echelons of Jewish leadership, when he challenged them as to where John the Baptist got his authority, and they actually knew, but they wouldn't answer honestly. They said, "We do not know." They so suppressed the truth of the natural and divine law that when Jesus asks this question, they're going to shut him up by killing him within 5 days. This story takes place during Holy Week. Remarkable. You see, to truly live, to truly have a sense of purpose and meaning in our lives, is to know who the author is. And it is no human being. The one with true authority is God himself. And how beautiful it is that in that reading from Sirach, we have a young man, perhaps around the same age as Charles Lwanga, who got this right. Now, given what I've just said, listen again to today's first reading. "I thank you and praise you, O God, my Savior, and I bless the name of the Lord. While I was still young, before I went on my travels, I sought wisdom openly in my prayer. Before the temple, I asked for her, and I will search for her until the end." Wow. Don't you want to live like that? To desire wisdom and to search for wisdom until the end as God will give it to us? That's one who is free. That's a person who knows the meaning and the destiny of their lives. Now, I love this next bit. "From the first blossom to the ripening grape, my heart delighted in her." Delighted in who? Delighted in wisdom. "My foot walked on the straight path. From my youth, I followed her steps. I inclined my ear a little, and I received her, and I found for myself much instruction. I made progress in her. To him who gives wisdom, I will give glory." In other words, this person is saying, God gives wisdom, and so I'm going to give glory to God, like Charles Lwanga and the 21 other Ugandan martyrs. Now listen, finally, to what is the governing principle of this young man's life. "I resolved to live according to wisdom, and I was zealous for the good." I resolved to live according to wisdom, and I was zealous for the good. Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, we live increasingly in a world where most people believe there is no script, there is no author. We live in a world of radical autonomy. I am my own author. I live my life according to my own laws. But we're part of the Catholic Church. We're part of a community that has martyrs like Charles Lwanga. May we, in our own way, choose to be martyrs and live lives of love dedicated to wisdom and the good, so that we can say, "Yes, Lord, you have authority in my life, because you're the one writing my story and our story." Charles Lwanga and the Ugandan martyrs, pray for us.